Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Good to have you with us this morning. I have figured out in the last couple of days another item that I want to add to my bucket list.
Ooh, what's that?
I have no idea how I would get this accomplished, however. Because I think that anybody can do it, but I think that it needs to be done with a purpose. And that is, I want to be a part of a champagne celebration. Because I watched the Guardians after they won the division on Sunday. Because I was watching that game.
With all the champagne showers.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. So I don't know where they do it. It's got to be in the locker room somewhere. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe they have a special champagne room at Progressive Field, maybe just where they go and celebrate. But they have the tarps down, so the tarp is protecting the walls and the floors. And then they roll like a little, like a mini bar in there. And they had all the champagne bottles and I mean, just champagne flying everywhere.
I would love to be a part of that, too.
I mean, yeah, but
I think
why?
It's so fun, though, because they, I don't know if they had them for the guards this time around, but I know they did for the 2016 Cavs, where they give them the goggles.
Yeah.
So fun.
Everybody had the ski goggles on.
It looks like a great time.
But why would we ever do that? We would need a reason to have a champagne celebration in our life. I don't know. Maybe if this show ever moves out of ninth place.
I would do it if we moved into eighth place.
If we moved to have a
we could do that. Champagne celebration.
If we stop moving down and move up,
and I would be happy with
like
that.
Every time we move up, we have a champagne celebration.
Oh God! Whatever, it's fine.
I love that idea.
I'm never gonna say no to a celebration, especially if it involves some bubbly.
I would buy the cheap champagne, however.
Well, duh.
Paula was Googling the champagne that the Guardians were using. She's like, okay, you can get that bottle. They're using $70 bottles of champagne from, I think you can get it for $70 at Target. And then she was looking at, but it's more expensive other places.
Oh my goodness. So, money bags. Yeah. Okay, guards.
I'm sure the Guardians were buying their champagne at Target. They were looking they were looking for the deal.
I'm sure Jose was just in line with a cart full. Like, okay, I got to get ready in case we, you know, get that dub tonight.
Game one today, Guardians, Tigers, 1 o'clock on ESPN. You've got the Q Morning Show. Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. We're talking about your weird thing.
Everybody's got one.
Haley in Lorraine on with us right now. Haley, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a weird thing?
I do have a weird thing. So my weird thing is that I have a filing system for my tank tops. They're all folded in a very certain thin way, and they're all color-coded and logoed separately, and it's so easy to be able to pull them all out, and they never get unfolded, and you just have a perfect system. You can see whatever you're wearing, and you can grab whatever you want easily.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that I need in my dresser. I need whatever filing system you have, because every time I go to get a tank top, I pull all of them out. So I know exactly, Haley, what you're talking about and what you're avoiding. So smart.
Yeah, Haley, make sure you keep your radio down so you can continue talking to us. How many tank tops are we talking about here? Like, how many do you have to keep track of?
I have probably about 45 tank tops, so I'd say a whole top drawer is dedicated to it. So, like, with that many options, it's just so much easier to just search with your fingertips instead of pulling them out and grabbing the wrong one, and then you got to refold it and put it away.
It really is such a pain. Bill's face went crazy when you said how many you have, but that's about how many I have, too. It's just they're small. Yeah. They're small. Yeah. They're thin.
They are. They're small. They're helpful. They're undershirts. Yeah. They're regular shirts. You know, they go with everything.
But, like, once you pull one out, it's game over in that drawer. So very smart with the filing system.
Thank you so much.
Can AI help with that at all?
I don't want to ask. I'm okay.
AI keep track of what you wear, like, on a daily basis?
You know what I would love? Mm. And I'm surprised that nobody's done this yet. You know, from Clueless, where she has, like, the closet, like the digital closet where she can see all of her clothes just by like clicking through and make outfits.
Yes, I think I do remember that.
Why don't we have that yet? I would pay good money for that. That would be so cool to be able to like just have like a system that puts outfits together for me and just like takes track of everything in my closet.
That's interesting because in Clueless, that was a 90s movie.
It seems so futuristic, but now it doesn't feel that out of reach.
Or was that a thing that only rich people had?
Yeah, maybe it is just a rich person thing and I'm not aware. Very possible.
All right. Thank you, Haley. Thank you for having us on this morning. We have good vibes on the way if you want to share a good vibe with us, something you're looking forward to. Maybe it's Guardians related. Maybe it's something else going on in your world. 216-474-0104. Good vibes coming up. We are going to Alyssa's neighborhood right now. Maybe not your literal neighborhood,
but somewhere around there.
In Parma Heights, Nadia is there. Nadia, good morning.
Hi.
Please share a good vibe with us.
Yes. My fiance and I, we washed our cars finally. We were going to go to a place where, you know, you can drive through and pay for the car wash. But we were like, you know what? Let's do it ourselves. And we pulled up our shirt sleeves and did it, and we have nice clean cars now, and we saved some money.
Nice. That's always kind of fun too. I like cleaning my car.
Yeah, and it was nice and sunny, so we sprayed ourselves with the water, and it was nice.
Yeah, you got to soak up those last couple days of sunshine while you can.
Yes, you do.
It's like a bonding moment for a couple to wash cars at the same time.
Yes, exactly.
I imagine it would be like very cutesy. Maybe it wasn't. It might have been like kind of sweaty and gross, but I imagine like a rom-com.
It was sweaty and gross.
Like, you know, like spraying each other with the hose. Hee hee, ha ha, suds going everywhere. Even if it wasn't like that, just let me believe that it was like that.
Okay, I will. I'll let you believe that.
All right, Nadia, thank you for calling up and sharing your good vibe this morning. We appreciate it.
Of course, And go wash your car, people. Save your money.
You've got Q104 this morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. The group chat on the way at 7:25. Alyssa, see if you can recognize this artist. I don't think you're going to be able to. I don't think you're going to be able to name this artist. Any idea who that is? I don't think you'd be able to guess it.
I am not confident. Joan Jett. Debbie Harry.
That is Mariah Carey.
That's hold on. One more time, please. What?
So she was on Jimmy Fallon last night, and...
Dude, that's not Mariah Carey.
This is an unreleased punk rock song called Prom Queen that she did when she was younger.
Isn't that crazy? God. In a parallel universe, Mariah Carey is a punk rock queen. I had no idea.
Very talented. The Weeknd. You've got Q104 this morning. Thanks for hanging with us. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa with you, the Q Morning Show. So game one is today, the wild card playoffs, the Guardians and the Tigers at Progressive Field. Game time right around 1 o'clock, 1:08 is the first pitch. And the Guardians game today has required me to reevaluate my streaming apps once again, something that I love to do.
Oh, yeah. This has been a running theme of 2025 for you in your household.
You know that I love to do it. I've been canceling apps like for the past year, starting new apps, canceling apps.
Yeah. What's the latest to go?
So I didn't realize this, but I have not had access to ESPN since like April. And I haven't missed it at all. There's been
really
nothing that I've wanted to watch on ESPN since April, I guess.
Huh.
Because I haven't missed it. And
are
now,
any, like, I mean, I don't even know what plays on ESPN as far as Cleveland sports. Do any of our sports go there?
Just when we have a game that's shown nationally,
okay,
that you can't watch locally.
Yeah.
For example, today, the Guardians game is on ESPN.
Mm, I see.
So what ESPN has done, and this is relatively new within the past month or so, ESPN is now offering all of their programming on one app, the ESPN Unlimited app.
Okay.
Is what they call it. Now, previously, in order to watch ESPN programming, you had to either have cable or you had to have like a streaming service like DirecTV Stream or YouTube TV or
right.
Fubo, something like that, or Sling. In order to watch ESPN or to have access to their app. Now you can pay for their app. You can get it standalone. What I did was I bundled it with Disney Plus.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do that with like the Hulu bundle too.
So it's like it's Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Unlimited for $30 in for a year. And then next year it's going to go up to $35.
For the whole year?
No, a month.
Oh, a month. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm like, wow, that's a steal. Wow, $30 for the year. But no, it's $30 a month for the year.
So, and then I canceled HBO Max.
Oh,
because I had
man.
That bundle. And I was excited about it because I wanted to watch. Well, there's a couple shows that I watch on HBO Max, and I'm going
to
miss them.
There's a couple of like movies that I've been excited to watch on there, too. That's kind of the app that I've been going to lately is HBO Max. So now when I come in and tell you I'm watching something or you should watch something, you're probably not going to be able to have the app to do it.
I wanted to watch The Pitt. The Pitt is in my queue of shows to watch. That won some Emmys. It has Noah Wiley in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like ER back in the 90s,
mm-hmm.
you know, medical drama. And that I wanted to watch it. I mean, I could get it again. I just get it as a standalone app. It would be like $10 a month.
And I have offered my streaming services to you, but you won't take them.
I just don't want to do that. I don't want to share passwords with it. I'm not going to give my password out to anybody.
I don't expect it. I don't expect it. Bill is such a rule follower. Honestly, most of the time when I give people my username and password for a streaming service, it's my version of giving you homework. I'm like, I'm giving you this login. Now you better watch what I told you to watch.
But there's so much cracking down going on right now. Like, I don't think you can share Disney Plus or Hulu passwords. I know Netflix is cracking down.
Netflix is, but they're... Netflix is the hardest because it all has to be within the same household and under, like, the same IP address.
I don't want to get into this world of illegal TV watching, so I'm just going to stay far away from it. But then I noticed as I'm going through this last night, Disney Plus got expensive again.
Yeah.
Depending on what you have.
They upped their price $2 for $2 for the ad plan and $3 for the ad-free plan.
It makes no sense.
That's a pretty big hike.
Yeah. So my Disney Plus would have gone up to like $20 a month with the bundle. And that was with ads. That's with ads.
That's crazy.
Where does this stop?
When do we just go back to cable is my question.
Well, when do they, is there going to be some kind of a cap on how much we're paying a month for a streaming service? Like, okay, so now we're up to $20 a month.
Right.
And then, you know, in a year, is it going to be 23 and then 26? It's like, you know, 5 years down the road, it's like, yeah, I pay about $150 for Disney Plus. I pay $200 for Netflix. It's like, what in the world are we doing to ourselves?
I remember when Netflix was like $9.99 a month.
I do this for you, Guardians. I do this so I can watch you today. The Q Morning Show.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
The Q Morning Show, it's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, this is the group chat. Now, why would you use the group chat? Because maybe there's something going on in your life. There's something that you are struggling with, undecided. You want to get some advice on that. So you come to us. This morning, we're going to talk to Elizabeth. Now, to protect the innocent this morning, we have changed her name. So her real name is not Elizabeth, and also we're not going to say the city because, well, you'll understand why in a second here. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning.
How can we help you this morning in the group chat?
Well, it's about my daughter. She is a senior, and this weekend is her last homecoming dance, and she hasn't mentioned anything about it. So I finally asked her, and she told me that she's not going to go.
Aww.
Yeah. So I don't know. I feel really confused about what to do because she didn't go last year. And I didn't really make a very big deal about it. It's not for everybody, but this is the last one.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. I just sort of feel that she might regret not going. And I don't know. If she had plans instead with friends, they were going to go to movies or they were going to do something else, that would be fine. It wouldn't make me feel so uneasy about it, but she doesn't. And she's just never been the type of kid with, you know, lots and lots of friends. And she's just, aww, you know, she just hasn't found her people yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That happens. Mm. but, you know, I'm a mom, so I'm worried, and
that's hard. I imagine that would be very, like, difficult to watch, and I don't think I would know what to do either.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't want to overstep, you know, I don't want to be sure. But one of my friends who has a daughter who is also going to homecoming and they're in the same class, she said, oh, I'm sure, you know, she could tag along with my daughter and go with that group. But I guess I'm just feeling very conflicted because I don't know, do I push her? Do I make her go? I don't want her to miss out. And then she regrets it, but maybe I should just encourage her to plan something else instead, or may I just like let it go? I don't know. I don't want to make a big deal out of it. I just don't want her to be sitting at home and not doing anything with anyone else. And then, you know, there's this big thing going on in high school, but I also don't want to be that mom. And I don't know.
Yeah.
Intervene.
This breaks my heart. 216-474-0104. I might tap out on this one.
You're going to tap out.
I think I might. I don't know if anything that I would say, I don't feel confident in what I'm going to say is going to be the best advice. Because my initial reaction, Elizabeth, is to just let it go, not force her to go. Yeah. I think if you forced her to go, first of all, she wouldn't be comfortable. Who would she hang out with if she doesn't have like that group of people, a group of friends?
And it's like she'll be there, but like if she's not having a good time, then what's the point?
Yeah, I think that you would risk perhaps putting her in a situation that might scar her a little bit more.
But I also see what you're trying to avoid of, you know, even if she's hanging out with like you, right, on Saturday, the night of the dance, that's cool, that's great, but it's still not hanging out with like all of her peers on like this big night for high schoolers. Mm-hmm.
Now, Elizabeth, I am someone, I did not attend homecoming my junior or senior year, and I didn't attend any of my proms.
Did you regret that?
No. This is why I want to tap out. I think it's different for me. I'm a guy. We're talking about a high school female. I was a guy. I didn't want to go. I wasn't dating anyone.
Yeah.
I didn't care to go. I thought they were silly.
I mean, girls have like the whole dress thing and like the pictures and... yeah, it is different.
So if we could get some better advice for Elizabeth, let's continue that in the group chat. Her daughter is a senior. It's her senior year. Her final homecoming is this weekend. She's not going. Should Elizabeth be concerned about that? You know, you're going to be dealing with this later on this year, too, with prom, Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought about that. I know.
216-474-0104. Your advice in the group chat. Let's do that next. In sync with the 7:30 banger this morning. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. We're doing the group chat. We spoke to Elizabeth. Her daughter is attending homecoming this weekend.
Or she's not.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase. Her daughter's school has homecoming this weekend.
Yes.
And her daughter, at the moment, is not planning on attending.
She's a senior this year, so this will be her last chance to go to a homecoming. So Elizabeth is just wondering, you know, should I just let this be? Should I try to push her to go? Should I try to plan something else special for her instead? Like what should she do?
Renee in Cuyahoga Falls, good morning.
Good morning.
What advice do you have for Elizabeth in the group chat?
So my daughter was the kind of kid that was basically exactly like Elizabeth's daughter. Didn't have tons of friends. She had a friend group, but she just didn't have tons of friends. And they never went. She went twice, and after she went the freshman and sophomore year, she said, "Mom, I don't want to go. There's no reason for me to go. You know, the girls are dressed skimpily. It's not something that I like to do. Mm-hmm. You know, the dancing isn't something that I'm into." So her next 2 years, she got her friend group that she liked, and the kids went to, in her senior year, as a matter of fact, they went to a haunted house. And
oh,
it was something that they did that night because all the other kids were out at homecoming and, you know, things like that. So they, you know, wore their comfy clothes that they liked, and they went, you know, to a haunted house, and they had a blast. And they actually have better memories of that than they did of homecoming. So, you know, I wouldn't push her if I were, you know, Elizabeth. I wouldn't push her to go. I definitely would not include her in the other kids' friend group, because then that just kind of makes her feel awkward. You know, but if I were her, I would just say, you know, would you rather do something else? And try to get to the bottom of why she doesn't want to go. And respect the fact that, you know, anymore, some kids just really don't want to do homecoming the way that other kids do.
Yeah, so, Renee, it depends a lot on how her daughter feels about this. Like, your daughter, Renee, didn't really want to go, wanted to go do alternative things with her friends, and that's fine. But if Elizabeth's daughter really wants to go, then it's kind of a different issue that you've got to figure out.
Exactly.
I think
exactly.
She definitely needs to get to the bottom of kind of what's going on. Because I have to imagine, being a former teenage girl myself, there's more going on there. You know?
Yep. So 100%. I didn't go to homecoming. I looking back, I don't regret it. My daughter's 23 now. She looks back. She does not regret it. She didn't go to prom. She didn't do any of it. And she looks back, she's like, Mom, I had more fun doing the things that I wanted to do than getting up and, you know, being around people that I didn't even really like, you know, I didn't even really get along with.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would definitely just try to talk to her and see, you know, is there a reason why she doesn't want to go? And again, some kids just don't think that, you know, getting dressed up and going to a dance is really something that's for them. So I wouldn't take it too much to heart. You know, Mom might have a you know, a different memory than what her daughter is getting. And, you know, I
thank
just
you, Renee.
Kind of feel like she should give her some grace.
Thank you. We appreciate you calling up this morning. I like your idea about the haunted house.
I do love that.
In fact,
think that's a really good idea.
All this week, we're giving away tickets to the haunted schoolhouse and laboratory in Akron. Maybe.
Just maybe.
We can talk to somebody about
getting some for Elizabeth.
Well, yeah, maybe. Send that to Elizabeth and give them something to do on Saturday night.
Something else other than a dance.
All right. We'll leave it there. Anything further, 216-474-0104. The group chat. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good morning. Melissa in Kent is next to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
I have 5 trivia questions right here. After we are done, and Alyssa has answered the questions as well, whoever gets more correct wins the game. And if we are stuck in a tie, Alyssa still wins, unfortunately. All ties go to Alyssa. Melissa, are you ready?
I am ready.
A caterpillar will break out of this once it becomes a butterfly.
I know this, and a cocoon.
Question 2. It's the most watched video on YouTube, with over 16 billion views.
It's got to be like a Taylor Swift video, maybe Blank Spaces video.
Question 3. It is a music question. What is the song by Queen that has reached the top 10 on a Billboard chart in 3 separate decades?
Why is this so hard in the moment, man?
Pressure.
Queen song. What's the song? I can hear it in my head.
I need the name of the song.
I'm done. I have nothing.
Let's see how you do with question 4. Saturday Night Live is back this weekend. What celebrity has hosted Saturday Night Live the most times? 17 times.
These are like really hard today. No, it's not Dan Aykroyd. I have no idea.
All right, final question. Geography. Edinburgh is the capital of what country?
Scotland.
All right. You know your geography, Melissa.
Nothing else, apparently.
Let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? It felt like you had a little bit of help there as well, Melissa.
I do. I have my 9-year-old son with me, and he wants me to call every day. And the last time we got through, I also did horribly.
Well, I don't think you did as bad as you think. Melissa went 2 for 5. Say hi to Melissa in the city of where we attended college. Alyssa, it's Melissa in Kent.
Oh, good old Kent. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
2 for 5 is what Melissa did.
Okay.
So, Alyssa, you need 2 of these correct and 3 to win the game. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question 1. A caterpillar will break out of this once it becomes a butterfly.
A cocoon.
Correct. Question 2. It's the most watched video on YouTube with over 16 billion views.
Gangnam Style?
Sorry, it's Baby Shark, Shark. Baby Shark, Shark.
I was going to say The Evolution of Dance. Do you remember that one?
I do not.
Oh, classic YouTube.
I feel like I've watched Baby Shark 16 billion times.
Yeah, you've accounted for at least some of those views.
Is Evolution of Dance with Napoleon Dynamite?
No. Oh. It was just like some dude on a stage circa like 2007, and he goes through all the different like trends of dance. I'll show it to you. You'll probably remember.
I'll be interested to see how many views it has. Question 3. What is the song by Queen that has reached the top 10 on a Billboard chart in 3 separate decades?
Bohemian Rhapsody?
That is correct. Saturday Night Live is back this weekend. What celebrity has hosted Saturday Night Live the most times with 17?
Ooh. Ha. Oh my gosh. Is it Paul Rudd?
It is not. Alec Baldwin is the correct answer to that. Final question. Edinburgh is the capital of what country?
Amsterdam.
Sorry. That would be Scotland.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
So Alyssa only needed 3 to win. She got the first 3, lost the last 2. That's okay. It's enough to win today. Sorry, Melissa.
That is okay.
And what is your son's name again? I'm sorry.
His name's Bennett.
Thank you, Melissa and Bennett. We do have some fantastic prizes for you. We'll give you the haunted house tickets.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. My name is Melissa, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Well, it is going to be an exciting week at Progressive Field. Our friend Curtis Danberg, the Vice President of Communications and Community Impact, for your wild card division winners, the Cleveland Guardians. Game 1 is today. Curtis, before we talk about that, I wanted to ask you about Sunday, because I was watching the game on Sunday. Where were you when all of this was happening at Progressive Field? Where were you when Rocchio hit the game winner in the 9th? Were you watching the game, or did you have to
work? I was watching the game. I was down in the photo pit on the third base side, preparing that if we won, that we would have to do interviews and stuff for Hammy and Rosie.
Yeah.
So I was in the photo pit, and I saw the ball go off the bat and then ricochet off the home run pole. And, I mean, the place just erupted.
Oh,
it was awesome.
It would, yeah. I mean, there was an eruption
then,
in my living room.
It was party time.
And then it was party time.
So the champagne celebration, as it's going on, are you able to be close to that? Are you a part
of
that?
I'm in it. I was so.
Oh, you're
did
in
you,
it?
You put on the goggles and you.
I don't do the goggles. I've got my. I don't do the goggles. But
Curtis is like, I'm a grown man. Okay.
I've got my glasses
the
on. Had the burning of the eyes, but we're in there to get the players and set them up for interviews and handle the media. But
yeah,
there's certainly, spraying happening. And
sure.
We got, I smelled and. But there were cigars and cigarettes and
you're living
champagne
Bill's dream,
beer.
Truly.
The clothes that you were wearing that day, you didn't intend for them to get champagne.
No, I've been through this. I come prepared.
Okay.
I had a bag. I changed clothes.
We were manifesting.
Yes.
So tell us, if you have tickets for today's game or tomorrow's game or maybe even Thursday's game, hopefully we don't need it, but if you have tickets, or what can you tell someone that's coming downtown this week?
Well, first, if you don't have tickets, the game is not sold out. Obviously, this is a quick turn. It's a day game on a Tuesday that you can go to CLEGuardians.com, MLB Ballpark app. Tickets, the get-in price is only $49, and that includes fees.
Oh, wow.
So if you want to be a part of it, and
nice.
Even if you want to just go, stand in the corner bar, you can do that for $49. But gates open 11:30. Get downtown early. Obviously, it's a work day, so be prepared. Take RTA. Be in your seats by 12:30 for all the pageantry and the intros. Lonnie Chisenhall is throwing out the first pitch. Danielle Danberg is singing the national anthem. Lieutenant Colonel Scott Allen is going to do God Bless America. And You know, just there's nothing like Progressive Field when the place is packed and roaring like it was all last week. I mean, we had a competitive advantage to get us in the postseason. We need to keep it rolling.
Are you related to that person singing the national anthem today?
Danielle Danberg.
I am. That would be my wonderful wife, Danielle. So
keep an eye out for her
she's
today.
She's performed over 100 times in Progressive Hill history, and I think her winning percentage is over 800.
She keeps track of that?
Good luck, Charm.
Yes.
I have another question for you. Remind me, I know that you have one son. Do you have more than one son?
I have a daughter, too.
Okay, a daughter and a son. Your son, he's grown, though. He's a grown man. He's out of college now.
He is. He graduated. He's part of the Ohio State radio team. He's the sideline reporter. For Ohio State, and our daughter will be, she's a striker, so she's part of the fan entertainment team at Progressive Field, so she'll be running around today. She's a freshman at Ohio State, but is coming home today to be a part of it.
Ah, fun stuff.
Family affair.
Let me ask you this. Let's take it back 10 years, and your kids are younger, they're still in middle school or high school, and they say, Dad, I want to skip school today to watch the Guardians game at 1 o'clock. Would you let me do that? As a father, what would you do?
They were in attendance.
They would be there.
They were in attendance.
You would pull them out of school.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
All right.
That choice was made. Time.
So, yeah. So, anybody else out there, do the same thing. These are special opportunities and a great way to create memories. And we need all the help we can get to support the Guards.
That is a baseball family right there, the Danberg family. All right, Curtis, exciting stuff. Thank you for dropping by. And maybe we'll see you for the division series then.
Let's hope.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Step at a time. Go Guards.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa with you. The Q Morning Show. So what are we getting into? Weird things on registries?
Yeah. So I went to a wedding shower, or not wedding shower, a baby shower a couple of weeks ago. And I've been wanting to talk about this. I've been saving it because I looked on their registry, of course, before I go to the shower, of what am I going to get for the happy parents to be. And I'm scrolling and I see, of course, baby stuff, diapers, you know, monitors, the usual. But then there was a section that said for the parents. And the only thing on there for the parents was packs of Zins. Do you know what Zins are?
No. What is Zins?
They're like nicotine pouches that like...
What?
Right. I know. I was like, what? Like, this is so funny. And so I sent it to another one of my friends and I was like, dude, look at what our friend put on the baby registry, like under for the parents. And he was like, oh yeah, like I've definitely seen people put weird stuff on registries before. I went to a wedding shower earlier in the year. My friend is saying this. He went to a wedding shower earlier in the year where they had a porch goose on the wedding registry. And now apparently they did that because I was like, a porch goose. He was like, well, yeah, they already lived together, so they didn't need anything. So right. They were just putting weird stuff on their registry. And I asked my friends at the baby shower about it too. I was like, the Zins had me cracking up. They're like, oh yeah, we just thought it was funny. Like, might as well try. Why not?
What is Zin? You said it's a tobacco pouch?
It is. It's like a nicotine tobacco pouch. So that,
are you trying to quit cigarettes at that point? Or vaping? Or is this just another way to indulge in
tobacco? It's just another way to indulge.
Oh, then I don't know if I would want to contribute to that.
I mean, I did think that it was funny, though. I mean, if you're going to be staying up with a baby all night, I think that, you know, whatever vice you need to get through it, I'll allow it.
Well, at least they're not smoking.
Right. I mean, that would be bad. But even still, I was like, this is hilarious. I didn't realize that people are putting funny stuff on their registries. Honestly, it makes me regret not having a wedding registry because we didn't have, like, a big ceremony last year. We just ran off to Vegas. I didn't do the registry or anything like that. But I'm like, man, I could have put some fun stuff on there. So I thought it'd be fun to get into like the weird stuff that you have seen.
So what kind of things would you register for? Baby shower, wedding shower, wedding, actual wedding.
I mean, that's all I can really think is baby and wedding.
Okay.
Right?
216-474-0104. So the unusual item that you saw on somebody's registry.
Whatever. Bonus points if you have a reason as to why it was there.
Yeah, tell us the story. 216-474-0104, Q104. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Texts are coming in, 216-474-0104. We're talking about unusual items that you may have seen on a registry, wedding registry, baby registry. What have you seen on the text machine?
Oh, we just got a text. It's making me laugh. My cousin and his wife registered at Target. My cousin got bored, scanned a huge box of fruit snacks, $20 of them in 2011 money. So that's a lot of fruit snacks. This person says, I bought them. He was a little embarrassed.
So you wrap those up?
Yeah, why not? I think I would get bored and maybe have a little too much fun with the scanner, too, if that was something that I was allowed to do. Go around a store, just scanning stuff, adding it to a wish list.
Yeah, I guess so. Or it could have been an accidental scan, right? You're just not being careful with the scanner. Doop.
Happy accident, as far as I'm concerned. I love me some fruit snacks.
Alexis in Broadview Heights, good morning.
Good morning.
We're talking about registries, unusual things that you've seen on a wedding registry or a baby registry. Have you seen something like that?
Well, from my own personal experience, from when I was getting married, my husband and I, we definitely put some really off-the-wall things, like, on our wedding registry. The weirdest thing that we put on ours was an official lightsaber from Star Wars.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're huge Star Wars fans. Like, even our wedding had some little touches of Star Wars in it, like little kind of Easter eggs.
Oh, you know, fun! It wasn't
so we thought, we were like, let's roll the dice and see. You know, let's put this lightsaber on our wedding registry and see what happens. I mean, you just never know. You never know what people want to buy you. So
how much, you know, do those even run these days? How much does a lightsaber even cost?
You know, they are around $200 to $250.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah.
What?
They're not cheap.
That can't be true. I'm almost positive that both my boys have had lightsabers in the past, and they cost...
You can find lightsabers for cheaper, but like the official Star Wars ones, like the ones that you get at like Disney World and Disneyland, I know those are super expensive.
It's not cheap. It was hard for us to justify that. So that's why we're like, let's put it on the wedding registry.
Yeah. You're never going to buy it for yourself.
Exactly.
For that amount of money for a lightsaber, that thing needs to be an actual weapon. Like, you need to be able to cut somebody in half.
You know, they are pretty heavy, though. So I think in a pinch moment, you could use one. They're pretty heavy. They're sturdy, you know? So if somebody came in, you could just whack them. Like, you could probably knock somebody out.
So wait, you guys did end up getting this off of the registry, though?
Yes. Somebody did give it to us.
Who was it?
Shocked. It was two of his groomsmen. They went in on it. and it honestly made sense because they are also huge Star Wars fans. So it made total sense. It's hung up in our living room. So like I said, like if somebody comes in, I could just grab that off the wall and just like, I'm ready.
Ready to go.
But it is definitely, like, I think if I broke it, my husband would be devastated because it is hands down it's his favorite thing to show off when people come over. Like, it's a talking piece. It's our talking piece.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad that both of you are into it because otherwise,
this could be a problem.
If it was just your husband into it, there's no way that would be hung up in the living room.
I'd still think I'd let him hang it up.
I don't believe you.
You know, you just need to do a deep dive on social media then. You got to get into the Star Wars fandom group. Let's go.
Thank you, Alexis. Thank you for calling our show this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Q104, Sabrina Carpenter. Christina in North Ridgeville joining us right now. Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
Talking about registries, wedding registries, baby registries.
The strange things that you've seen on there. Out of the ordinary. We're not talking pots and pans. We're not talking a stroller. We're talking the weird stuff.
What have you seen, Christina?
I had a family member ask for a trip to the Amalfi Coast on their wedding registry.
The what coast?
The Amalfi Coast. It's in Italy.
Okay. Well, that's why I'm not familiar.
That sounds very expensive.
I don't get to travel there.
It is expensive.
So they asked for the whole trip as like just an item on their registry. Like you got to fund the whole thing?
So their wedding was in Italy, and a lot of the things on their registry were things that they could do while they were over there on their honeymoon. So one was eat at a grotto by a waterfall. One was a trip to the Amalfi Coast. One was like a side trip to Santorini.
And who are these people in relation to you?
I really have to confess that.
No, well,
are they family members? Are they like family friends?
Yes. Family members.
Okay. Because I'm just thinking of like when I look at registries, depending on who it is and how much money is in my account, I'm looking for like the least expensive thing on there.
Oh, yes. That was me. Like, what is the cheapest? Is there a set of towels I can buy them?
Right.
And
like,
towels?
Is there maybe like a bar kit or something? Like a little drink mix shaker or something, like, I don't know.
So, Christina, let me ask you this when it comes to the bride and groom. How well did you know them? I mean, why would they put items like this on a registry? Are they just being ironic?
They had very, very, very wealthy friends.
And expensive taste, I would have to assume.
Okay.
And it was a very grand, over-the-top type of wedding. So I think they were just thinking, well, let's see for the heck of it what people buy us.
Are you aware if anybody actually purchased any of these items off the registry?
They did.
Some of their friends did?
Their friends did. Or like maybe a family went together on something. Like one of the most ridiculous things I remember they asked for was a Montezuma knife that was, I think, $1,200, and it was one knife.
Yeah.
And
how much for the whole set?
Blew my mind. Yes.
What?
I want the whole set of Montezuma knives.
Yeah.
What a strange request.
Okay. Very.
Wow. I'm sure these people have some stories. I'm sure they're fun at dinner parties, but I would hope that they'd be paying the tab because I think that these people might be too expensive for me to hang out with.
Yeah, they pretty much are for me.
Well, you don't get anything if you don't ask, I guess.
That is true.
Right? All right. Christina, thank you so much for listening to us.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate you.
We have Ed Sheeran tickets for free coming up after 9 this morning.
Yeah, no money. No money involved.
All you need is a Q keyword, and we're going to give that to you after 9. Also, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Tickets for the Haunted Schoolhouse and the Haunted Laboratory. Again, for free. We'll give those to you for free. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. All you have to do is take on Alyssa in some trivia. It's next on the Q Morning Show. Damien in Parma is next in the hot seat to take on Alyssa. Damien, good morning.
Good morning.
The rule's super quick. If you answer more questions correctly than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Damien, are you ready for your questions?
I am ready.
Number one, Fred, Daphne, Velma, Shaggy, and Scooby all pile into this colorful, flowery van called what?
This is the Mystery Machine.
Question two. The classic John Denver song, Take Me Home, Country Roads, refers to this state.
This state is Virginia.
All right, question three. In a desert, it's where you would find water. Also a 90s alternative band who is touring this year.
This is Oasis.
Question four. E equals MC squared was created by what famous scientist?
That is Albert Einstein.
Final question. This part of your body has rods and cones.
Rods and cones. I don't know. I don't know that one.
All right, Damien, you did pretty well. Let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Damien, you answered the questions in a very unique way. I've never heard anyone say this is before they answer the actual question.
Happy to be the first.
It's not a rule. You don't have to do it. It's not like a Jeopardy thing where you have to answer in the form of a question. But
I know. I'm just excited. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Don't apologize. Damien is here. Alyssa, he went 3 for 5 today.
All right. Nice job, Damien. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Alyssa needs 3 questions correct to tie and 4 to win. Here we go. Fred, Daphne, Velma, Shaggy, and Scooby all pile into this colorful, flowery van called what?
The Mystery Machine.
Question 2. The classic John Denver song, Take Me Home, Country Roads, refers to this state.
West Virginia.
West Virginia is
my
correct.
Mama.
Damien, you were so close. Damien said Virginia.
So close.
Oh, you just needed to go west, man. That's it.
Yep. Had to be specific.
Question 3. In a desert, it's where you would find water. Also a 90s alternative band who is touring this year.
Oasis.
Oasis is correct. Question 4, E equals MC squared was created by what famous scientist?
Albert Einstein.
That's correct. She might go 5 for 5. This part of your body has rods and cones.
Your legs?
Not your legs. Your eyes.
Oh. Ooh. Interesting.
Final score today. Alyssa 4, Damien 3. Alyssa wins. Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Good game, Damien. Good game.
Good game. Good game.
Damien, we do have some parting gifts for you. How about tickets to
the Haunted Schoolhouse and Laboratory in Akron?
Sounds awesome. Thank you, guys. My name is Damien, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.